Representative Ilhan Omar claims to unknowingly have used anti-Semitic trope. By Deborah Danan on January 24, 2019. Tel Aviv, freshman Representative Ilhan Omar, DMM, on Tuesday claims she unknowingly used an anti-Semitic trope when she accused Israel of hypnotizing the world, but added that this didn't mean she would stop criticizing the Jewish state anytime soon. Her remarks were made in response to a New York Times op-ed by Bari Weiss that called Omar out for a 2012 tweet, posted in reaction to an Israeli operation against Hamas, that accused Israel of hypnotizing the world to carry out evil. Omar said she was not aware of the ugly sentiment underlying the remark. In all sincerity, it was after my CNN interview that I heard from Jewish orgs that my use of the word hypnotize and the ugly sentiment it holds was offensive, she said in a Twitter thread. It's now apparent to me that I spent lots of energy putting my 2012 tweet in context and little energy in disavowing the anti-Semitic trope I unknowingly used, which is unfortunate and offensive, she added. Earlier this month, Omar defended her tweet to CNN's Christiane Amanpour in an interview, saying, "Those unfortunate words were the only words I could think about expressing at that moment." Tuesday's tweet thread continued with Omar, a vehement supporter of the BDS movement, saying that she would continue to take Israel to task over its actions. With that said, it is important to distinguish between criticizing a military action by a government and attacking a particular people of faith. I will not shy away of criticism of any government when I see injustice, whether it be Saudi Arabia, Somalia, even our own government, she wrote. Last week, Republicans slammed Omar's appointment to the committee, with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California calling it disgraceful to appoint a member who has a documented history of making anti-Semitic and anti-Israel remarks. Representative Lee Zeldin of New York, one of two Jewish Republicans in the House of Representatives and also a member of the committee, last week tweeted, "Instead of the Dems supporting Israel and combating BDS and anti-Semitism on college campuses and elsewhere, they're now empowering it." The Jewish Democratic Council of America also expressed concern about Omar's appointment.